Hey, I'm James.
I'm Tyrone.
And I'm John, and we're Rufus Dussault.
And you're with Mikey on the Random Thing.
Rufus Dussault, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Whereabouts are you? Are you here home or are you overseas?
No, we're in LA. So we've basically been here for the last 2 years. We haven't really been able to come home to Australia. So we're in our studio right now.
Yep.
Good. It's a nice little setup. We made the last record here. It's great.
Have you been to LA like since COVID started? Have you?
Yeah, we sort of were mid tour when COVID hit, and we all sort of came back to our respective homes here in LA and sort of reevaluated the year and started touring. I started writing, and we actually went out to Joshua Tree for a couple of months first. It was just supposed to be a couple of weeks, and then. A lot more serious than we thought, so
an extended time, right?
Yeah, but it was it's pretty beautiful.
Hey, there's plenty that we need to be chatting about. Of course, we've only got a certain amount of time, but I mean, Grammy nominated, ARIA winners. I mean, your life's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's really it's hard to believe all these things that are happening. It's hard to believe that, you know, people are connecting with our music on that level. You have to pinch yourself when these things happen, you know.
Are you surprised kind of how far you guys have gone so quickly?
Yeah, I think mainly how far we've gone. I mean, like, you know, it doesn't feel necessarily that quick. I think we've been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah.
And it's like a really slow but successful, like, great climb, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it took us maybe 4 or 5 years to pick up traction in the US at all, and then we kind of moved over here and spent a lot of time over here touring a lot, and now we've written 2 records over here, and it's been a really cool journey. Like,
yeah,
definitely miss Australia though. It's been a, you know, a long time to not see family and friends.
You can come home now. that's fine, you can come home. I think actually, well, you can enter Queensland and be not isolating or what do they call it? Hotel quarantine.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a special exemption for us and we can get it all in writing, then we're on our way, I guess.
Well, I guess it's that thing of, as long as you're double vaxxed, you'd be fine. But if you're that, then you're sweet. Come on in. After 11, what's that?
Welcome to Queensland.
Yeah. That's where the cool kids live, right? Queensland. After 11 years, though, but with the three of you, you're still learning each other and learning different things about each other every single day. And what are they?
I don't know. I guess, you know, like, we basically have lived together for the last 11 years. And I feel like we've just gotten better and better at, like, knowing when to not push each other's buttons, or maybe when to push the buttons.
you've got to do that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think on this last album that we wrote, Surrender, we like had it was just a really good process for us to like find structure and routine. And we were doing a lot of activities together. I think that's the key, is activities. We were doing ice baths, meditations, like workouts. And it definitely like brings you closer together. And it's a very nice bonding kind of experience.
Out of all things though to do together, why ice baths? Because that's stupid. Let's be honest. Why would you want to sit in a bucket of ice?
It's a real challenge, and you just got to stare each other in the face and see who's, like, you know, really up to the test there.
Who's going
to
break first?
I mean, it could be something fun, like how many cheeseburgers you can eat or something. That's fun. I'm sitting in a bucket of ice.
They sound equally challenging, like eating.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this album that dropped last year, Surrender. The title of the album, Surrender, where is that from, and what's the story with that?
It just summed up the process. We were like, I mean, we're in the middle of a tour, and then that kind of fell through. Then we started writing a record, and we were kind of reevaluating our lives and just how we make music together. Yeah, there was a lot of surrendering to the process and just like accepting where we were at, and that we were throwing a lot of words around over the course of like 6 months to see what would stick for the record. And when that one came, it was like, oh yeah, this feels like 100% what our experience has been. And yeah, it just fit.
So to be stuck on surrender, what were the other words or the other phrases that were coming to mind that you could have used?
The ones that didn't make it are saved for the next one.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well played.
Yeah. They're in the vault.
All right. So you're not going to share that then?
Embrace one.
Embrace,
yeah. We were throwing around the word crush at one point, but
no. Crush?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little too romantic for me.
Yeah.
Crush. Well, I mean, there's always the next album could be called Crush, and throwing that out there.
Exactly.
Well, not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I won't say a thing. I promise I will not say a thing. Hang on. These guys are going to be calling their album Crush Tweet. I just kidding. This time would arrive. I knew this time would come. And the new single, of course, On My Knees, which is huge here in Australia. Tell us about that. Looking at the lyric and listening to the lyric, but looking at the lyrics, I feel like maybe one of you are kind of in the shit.
Yeah.
What is this story about?
Well, I guess that song actually started as a late night techno jam. It was one of the earliest songs we wrote for the record. We started it back in like the start of 2020, I guess.
Yeah.
And then as, you know, everything shut down and, you know, we weren't able to go out to clubs and hear music in the way that we wanted, that we were used to. We were kind of using our imaginations to imagine ourselves being in the club and also like imagine what it would finally be like to play a live show again and play this new song live. So we're using our imaginations a lot. There's a lot of visualizing.
Also like it had a lot of different lives, this song. Like the verse used to be very different. And I think you're right. The song used to be more very like overtly, I don't know, a bit like blah, blah, blah. Like I'm, you know, and it was a bit of a pity party. So we were like, oh, how do we, it was almost like a writing exercise for a bit of fun for us. If we could see, you know, You Got Me Begging Baby, just like taking that and running with that and seeing if you could make the chorus lyric like, looks like I'm on my knees again.
Yeah.
If it's about someone pleading, like begging, being very desperate for someone, which is, so it's just like a fun exercise really. And then it ended up sticking because,
yeah,
I don't know, the vibe of the song before was just a little too on the nose and a little like it felt like a club song and then it was a bit downer, whereas now I don't know, feels like it hit somewhere between the two worlds.
So I feel like my thoughts on the song is kind of halfway correct. Someone is in the shit basically.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you about another track that I'm way too addicted to, and it's on repeat way too much. See You Again. Ooh. This is I don't know. This is my favorite track out of all. You know, I always had that one favorite track. This is mine. Can I ask you about this? Who are we seeing again? What's the story with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was probably the quickest song to take shape on the record. We had like a break over Christmas, you know, in the middle of like, so it was the Christmas before last, and we came back super fresh and inspired, and I think we wrote the track in almost a day.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we're having fun with sort of this idea of you know, playing with the idea of everyone having this similar feeling of what, like looking forward to some sort of like, yeah, normalcy and what they would miss, what they're missing at the moment. So we sort of play the idea with the lyrics.
It's so hard when you have an album and you just want you like every single song, but there's always that one that sticks out. And On My Knees is huge. Like, we get so many people asking for it. Hey, can you play this? Can you play this? And it's such a credit to you guys for, you know, the time you have been together and dropping some new music and having the incredible successful career that you've had so far. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys when you come to Australia, which is super cool. I'm thinking too. You don't want a tour with a roof over your head because you're outdoors. Do you not like roofs or something?
Yeah, I mean, despite our name being Rufus,
it doesn't go well. Rufus, no roof.
Work out. But, you know, we've just learned over the years that, like, outdoor and there's certain times of evening, like sunset, it just is such an ideal setting to, you know, receive music. Like, when we see music, but then for us to play, that's, like, perfect time.
Yeah.
Seeing nature, seeing the stars, you know, just it changes the energy of it. So
do you feel like though that being outdoors compared to indoors, is it like different? Do the crowd read it different? Are they more crazy and having a blast good time because they're outdoors, they're not under a roof and the walls? And is it really different?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there is something definitely to be said for the way that people, a group of people react as the daylight turns into night and the crazy comes out. Everyone sort of lets their inhibitions go. And yeah, I mean, it's a special thing to be outdoors with the stars above you. And we're going to be there in summer in Australia. And we grew up on like festival, you know, summer festival in Australia. So all of these things resonate with us, and you know, it's the perfect recipe.
So good. That's so good. We can't wait to have you back home in Australia. Of course, you can come to Queensland now. We'll allow you to do that. Rufus DeSalle, thanks so much for hanging.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.